Hi there, this is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. I wanted to talk to you today about how a property manager can save you time and money. There once was a time when I did not believe in property management that much. I wanted to manage my own rental properties and I didn't want to outsource it to property managers. That has dramatically changed for me, and I definitely see the benefit in property managers, and moving forward with my real estate business, I can definitely see how I will be using property managers pretty much for years to come. So let's talk a little bit about how a property manager can save you time. Depending upon where you live and depending upon where your rental property is located, when things go sideways, when a tenant stops paying, when a tenant is causing trouble, and they need to be evicted, there's usually a process and a protocol in place that is in place in order to get the tenant out, so in order to have them evicted. As such, you as the landlord, you're the individual that has to kind of oversee everything. So if it is required that you need to attend a court hearing, or if you need to attend any sort of mediation that's put on by the governing body that looks after the landlord and tenant relationships, that's time that is coming out of your schedule. So if you're an individual who works full time, if you have a job, you know, it's going to basically be taking you away from your job. And as such, you'll have to be spending the time. I remember when I used to attend court hearings when my tenants weren't paying and they would be multiple months late in rent. I basically would have to send them the proper documentation and then go to court. And then once I was there in court with them, there was an adjudicator that would listen to both sides of the story and then make a ruling basically, you know, saying, you know, either the tenant's evicted or they have X amount of time in order to make up their payments. So, you know, as a busy professional and with a job, you know, and a busy life, that was very inconvenient. And it is inconvenient for a lot of, you know, new real estate investors who are taking the bulk of that, you know, load. So time is very important, and a property manager allows you to free up your time, because basically they'll be the ones who will be dealing with all of these issues. They'll be the ones who will be communicating with your tenant. They'll be the ones who are going to attend any sort of mediation or any sort of court hearing on your behalf. And as such, that's a great relief because you don't have to do it yourself personally. And as such, your time can be allocated elsewhere. Here's a great example. Most recently, I have a tenant that unfortunately I had to take to court. I won't give any too many pertinent details because it's currently in the works and I don't want to violate any privacy on behalf of the tenant. But essentially, it was a situation where the court date was set and I was to go to this this court hearing. But as such, you know, I valued my time. And I'm very busy with my, you know, day-to-day work at firstrentalproperty.com and with my real estate business as a realtor. So I decided to rehire a property management company that I had used previously and have them attend the court hearing on my behalf. It worked out perfectly. The property manager was able to attend the court hearing, was able to, you know, sit down with the tenant and have the adjudicator make a decision. And what actually I was doing by not being there is I was actually helping a client buy a rental property, which is actually kind of funny in the sense that it allowed me to free up my time so I could help a client who's a reader of firstrentalproperty.com and might be listening to this right now buy a rental property and benefit in that regard. So it definitely helped me with regards to saving my time. And it was great in my opinion. Another way, obviously, that a property manager saves you is money. So they save you both time and money. They save you money basically from the perspective of, you know, if you're working in a job, obviously, and you have to look after things like you have to go to a court hearing, you have to meet your tenant in mediation if they're late in rent, you have to visit the rental property, that has to be fit into your schedule. And oftentimes that can't be done on the weekends when a lot of people are not at work. It actually falls on to the weekdays. And as such, if it falls on the weekdays, you have to be taking time away from work, which is not always a good thing. I remember when there was a time when I was working for a bank here in Canada, and I had court hearings with my tenants. So as such, I had to take time off of work in order to attend these court hearings. You know, fortunately for me, I was able to use these days off as vacation days here and there. So as such, it didn't affect, you know, my remuneration with my job at the bank at the time. However, there's many people who, you know, work in jobs, you know, full-time or part-time, and if they take off time from work, they're not getting paid for that. So if you're dealing with a tenant issue, and if you have to attend court, if you have to attend a mediation, and you have to take time off of work, it's actually costing you money. Because if you're not being paid by being at work, you're losing money. So it's very clear that by having a property manager and having them look after these issues for you and attend these court hearings, communicate with the tenants, go to the rental property, visit with them, they can save you money because you won't be in a situation where you don't have to go to work. So a property manager can definitely save you time and money. It's essential to have one, I think, in the long term. You know, I'm still a proponent, obviously, of, you know, learning how to manage your rental properties. I still strongly believe that, you know, as a new investor, you can't shy away from these tasks. You need to learn the fundamentals. You need to understand how to deal with tenants and how to treat tenants, how to collect rent. But at the same time, there can come a time where you need to leverage on property managers and utilize them. And as such, when you do that, it allows you to free up time, it allows you to save money, and it allows you to focus on other things that are sometimes more important. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com, and we will see you in the next podcast.